EaseIt, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 3C, Easy to Understand and Audiovisual Journalism, Element 3. Technical Aspects, Easy to Understand Audiovisual News Item, Sample 2. I'm Andrej Tomažin from RTV Slovenia. In the following minutes, I will show you a news item in plain language produced by the Austrian public broadcaster ORF. The employee, who is himself a person with disabilities, had the idea to start a project of news in easy to understand language, and the project started in December 2019. News in plain language at ORF is made possible through the close cooperation between ORF and the Austrian Press Agency, which has been providing news in easy to understand language for a long time. The news provided by the Austrian Press Agency expanded at the beginning of the year. First, the team that wrote the news in plain language worked at Kurier, an Austrian daily newspaper, and in January 2020 they moved to ORF, where they found their new home in the humanitarian broadcasting department. Since then, the inclusive team has become the center of news in plain language. They produce news by themselves, but also support other departments to provide news in plain language online, radio, and on television. The inclusive writing team consists of 6 people with learning disabilities. They have a group leader. The project, supported by Fond Sociale Svin, serves as a preparation program and is designed to span over a number of years. One goal is that graduates of the teaching editorial team are then able to find a job in an editorial office. For television news items, ORF has 4 editors who have learned how to produce news in plain language from the inclusive writing team. They created workshops, gave feedback on the texts, and so on. The target groups for ORF easy to understand audiovisual journalistic news items are people who learn German, people with learning disabilities, migrants, and the elderly. While editing the news, the editors use, as they call them, slower cuts, fewer pictures and no pictures in the figurative sense. The editors argue that the last characteristic is often difficult to implement, especially with the topics for which there are few pictures that they want to show, for example, a violent scene. At the beginning, the texts were approved by their inclusive writing team. Today, the 4 editors write independently, relying on feedback from their audience. With regards to the difficulty of the language, they chose to use plain language or easy language. They argue that simplified or plain language in B1 gives their editors more freedom and possibilities when formulating. The program is about the latest news, so they found it more difficult when using the easy language in A1 with its stricter rules.
Es folgen Nachrichten in einfacher Sprache. Die Geschäfte in Österreich schließen ab heute schon um 19 Uhr. Grund sind die Maßnahmen der Bundesregierung gegen das Coronavirus. Es gibt Ausgangsbeschränkungen zwischen 20 Uhr am Abend und 6 Uhr in der Früh. In dieser Zeit darf man das Haus nur aus bestimmten Gründen verlassen. Man darf das Haus verlassen, um jemandem zu helfen. Man darf das Haus verlassen, um einen Spaziergang zu machen. Wenn die Geschäfte schon um 19 Uhr schließen, sind die Menschen, die in den Geschäften arbeiten, früher zu Hause. Die Kultureinrichtungen in Österreich bekommen wegen dem Coronavirus mehr Geld. Kultureinrichtungen sind ein Theater oder ein Museum. Wegen dem Coronavirus sind die Theater und die Museen im November geschlossen. Jetzt bekommen die Kultureinrichtungen wieder Geld. Die Theater bekommen 5 Millionen Euro, die Museen bekommen 13 Millionen Euro. Das Geld hilft den Kultureinrichtungen in der Corona-Krise. Eine Kultureinrichtung in Wien ist das Volkstheater. Das Volkstheater ist ein altes Theater. Das Volkstheater wurde in den letzten Monaten renoviert. Wenn ein altes Haus renoviert wird, dann wird alles neu gemacht. Es werden die Elektroleitungen neu gemacht, die Fassade des Hauses oder der Zuschauerraum. Im Jänner sollen die Renovierungsarbeiten im Volkstheater fertig sein. Das waren Nachrichten in einfacher Sprache.
The video sample in this video was adapted prepared, edited and read by ORF. It was produced by ORF. The introduction to the text was prepared by Andrej Tomažin from RTV Slovenia with the help of Lisa Zuckerstetter from ORF. This video was produced by RTV Slovenia.
You can reach me at andrej.tomazin@rtvslo.si.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 international license. Partners of the EASIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexieverbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.